Okay, there's a fundamental challenge, even among people of a sensitive temperament, even for those people whose she'ifos and machshavos, and that their lave is in the right place, that at a certain point, if we engage in the same behavior over and over and over again, there's got to be a fundamental desensitization, a fundamental lack of sensitivity towards whatever it is that we're thinking about, that we're connected to, that we're being misfollowed for. It's just the nature of human beings. At a certain point, there's just a lack of sensitivity. And I can speak for myself that over the course of the last 5.5 months, sort of saying Tehillim every day, saying Avinu Malkeinu every day, despite perhaps my best efforts and despite, I think, a sincere ratzon, there's been a growing sense of disconnection and a growing sense of not being as sensitive towards chatufim, families of chatufim, chayalim, etc., etc. And I was thinking of what a beautiful, meaningful opportunity that we have Bedafka this year, of Tanis Esther being on a Thursday and then Purim not being until Sunday, I've almost had a chance to really prepare ourselves for the days ahead. You know, normally on a Tanis Esther, a person is just sort of getting through the day, a person is exhausted, they're fasting, they're just sort of trying to make it through while fasting, then all of a sudden Purim starts. And maybe what's lacking a little bit is the connection to sort of what Tanis Esther is. A disconnection from what it must have been like to have been teetering in an Eitz Hara. What it must have been like to not know what your fate brings. And we have the opportunity over the course of the next few days, over the course of today and tomorrow and Shabbos, to be yori l'soch daiso shokol adam, to be yori l'soch the machshavos of people throughout history. I was reading this past week. Undoubtedly, people know that Daniel Perez, the son of Rabbi Doron Perez, the head of Mizrahi, he was missing. He went into battle October 7th. And they just announced this week that he had been killed. He, in fact, was killed on October 7th. And his funeral was another opportunity, unfortunately, one of many opportunities, for a national mourning. And the chief rabbi, Reb David Lau, was there. And he said, "We have a wonderful generation. A generation of soldiers who get up and do everything to protect the nation, to protect Torah, to protect the land. We have a wonderful generation. Daniel, you came here as a child and came to defend the country on the day of the Torah, the Simchas Torah." And something about those words of having a wonderful generation of people protecting the country, protecting the Torah. In so many ways, we become so sort of disconnected from that. Like disconnected from that generation of 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23-year-olds who are giving their life, who are in Aza in this moment, protecting the country, protecting the Torah, protecting Kiddush Hashem. And maybe I would ask just in the few moments before we ask Rabbi Olson to say Tehillim, is that as we say Tehillim, we really say Tehillim from that place of our own capacity of being sort of that same wonderful generation whose lives are elevated and who are so deeply connected to what goes on in Eretz Yisrael. To be mishtatef for a moment of thinking about the many people who found themselves in an Eitz Hara, but their tefillos were not answered. Their children were not returned safely back to their homes. To think throughout history of the millions of people like Daniel Perez, who had a burial or who had a velus with no body. When they lowered the kever into the ground, there was no body. They took some blood from where he was killed. They put it onto the kever. And how many times in our history have there been a velus for a person that was never buried? A Tanis Esther of an Eitz Hara without the Yeshua. So many families currently are experiencing day in and day out and have experienced in every tekufa, in every stage of Jewish history. And when we say Tehillim and we have a Tanis Esther and we have the days ahead, we're mishtatef with every family, every person that never said a goodbye or met an end without a Yeshua. That's the achrayus of being part of Am Yisrael, that we just somehow almost skip over. And as we do that as well, we also take the opportunity to be mishtatev to people in Shushan and before then and after then who were in a place of an esara, who were mispalel, who threw themselves into their tefillos. And then Yeshua Hashem keherifayin, with the deep belief, the deep-seated belief that the world is not random, events are not random, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could bring a Yeshua to so many of the corners and the pockets of the world and in Am Yisrael that are so desperate for a Yeshua. And we believe in the same moment that in the same way that all the Jews of Am Yisrael, the Jews of Shushan, they were mispalel and they saw Yeshua, that we ourselves in our own life, to be so deeply connected in our own faith and our own tefillos, that we ourselves can see our own redemption in all of our own struggles, personally, communally, nationally as well. As we say Tehillim for the days ahead, we're not the wonderful generation fighting Ba'ad Ha'am, saying Tehillim on our way into battle, learning on our way into battle. We're not sitting in Shiva homes in Eretz Yisrael, but our own capacity of Nifla'os is measured by our capacity to be Mishtatef Ba'ad Ha'am currently and in the past, through every generation. And by doing so, by being in that place, we can make sure and look forward to days of Yeshua, days of Simcha, days of Rina in the future, and rebuild Yushalayim, v'mehera v'yomeinu. Amen.